The psychological need. And the psychological need really is a composite for just scores of needs inside people. The need to know and to belong and to receive some recognition and to have my ideas really considered and to synergize. There are just so many psychological needs. In fact, from my experience, the one area that is neglected the most in mission statements is the psychological area. The very fact they go into a mission statement, in my opinion, they already have a sense of the spiritual. That is, what is our purpose? What is our vision? They also usually have a sense, the very fact they would undertake the process, unless it's just purely mechanical and PR cosmetics, they also have a sense that you want to have some integrity around it. The one that's neglected the most is the psychological. I read them over and over again. Almost all of them talk about how people are treated, you know, the social. They talk usually about the economic side, the principle of fairness. They often talk about many stakeholders, and they often talk about the spiritual. They don't talk enough about the unique psychological needs which that organization, that reality, can activate in other people's lives, because all organizations and realities cannot tap into all those needs. That's why an economic enterprise itself cannot satisfy the full needs of people. There are too many other capacities in people which an economic organization and a social organization or a purely spiritual organization cannot meet. A church can't do the work, see, of a business, nor the business of a church. A therapist doesn't do the work of a business, and the business does not do the work of the therapist. I have to back up a little on that. If it's really the creation of this total approach, I'm convinced that it does do enormous therapeutic work on individuals, but in a more general and generic sense. I'm convinced that most stress is a product of boredom, duplicity, imbalance, crisis atmosphere. And that if you work at these four levels, you can deal with the roots of stress.